Thank you.
Well, my daddy left home when I was 3, and it didn't leave much for Ma and me. Just an old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. You know, I don't blame him because he ran and hid, but the meanest damn thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue! Well, he must have thought that was a hell of a joke, and it gets lots of laughs from lots of folks. Seemed I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I'd get red, and some guy would laugh at the bust his head. I'll tell you, life ain't too easy. My name's Sue. Well, I grew up quick and I grew up mean, and my fists got hard and my wits got keen, and I roamed from town to town to hide my shame. And I made a vow to the moon and the stars that I'd search all the honky-tonks and bars and kill the man who gave me that awful name. It was Gatlinburg in mid-July, and I just hit town and my throat was dry. Thought I'd stop and help myself a brew. In an old saloon on the street of mud, sitting at the table there dealing stud, was that dirty rotten dog that went and named me Sue. Well, I could tell that snake was my own sweet dad by the worn-out pictures that my mama had. I recognized the scar on his cheek and his evil eye. Big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran cold, and I said, my name is Sue, how do you do, oh, you're gonna die. And then I hit him hard right between the eyes, and he went down, but to my surprise he came up with a knife, cut off a piece of my ear, and I smashed a chair right across his teeth and went through the wall and out in the street, just a kicking and a gouge in the mud and the blood and the beer. I'll tell you, I thought tougher men, but I really can't quite remember when. Bit like you when he kicked like a crocodile. Well, first of all, mules don't bite that hard, and crocodiles don't kick that damn hard. But you know, I heard him laugh, and then I heard him cuss, and he went for his gun, but I drew mine first. And stood there looking at me, and he smiled. He said, son, this world is rough, and if a man's gonna make it, hell, he's gotta be tough. I knew I wouldn't be there to help you along. So I gave you that name, and I said goodbye, and I knew you'd either have to get tough or die. It's that name I give you to help make you strong, yeah. Yeah, you just fought one hell of a fight, and I know you hate me, and you got the right to shoot me. Now, I wouldn't blame you if you do. You ought to thank me just before I die for the gravel in the gut and the spit in your eye, cause I'm that dirty bastard that named you Sue. Yeah! What could I do? What could I do? I got all choked up and I threw down my gun and I called him a pawn. He called me his son and I came away with a different point of view. You know, I think about him every now and then, and every time I do, every time I win. If I ever have a son, I'm gonna name him Phyllis or Carol or anything but Sue. By the way, Dad is here tonight, and he said that's not exactly the right story. He wants to tell his side of it. I don't know what he's talking about yet.
This is the way it happened. Yeah, I left home when the kid was 3. It sure felt good to be fancy free, though I knew it wasn't the fatherly thing to do. But that kid kept screaming and throwing up and pissing in his pants till I had enough. So just for revenge, I went and named him Sue. It was Gatlinburg in mid-July. I was getting drunk but getting by, getting old and going from bad to worse. When through the door with an awful scream came the ugliest queen I ever did see, and he said, my name is Sue! Then he hit me with his purse. Now this ain't the way he tells the tale, but he scratched my face with his fingernail, and he bit my thumb, kicked me with his high heel shoe, and that hurt So I hit him in the nose, and he started to cry, and he threw some perfume in my eye. It sure ain't easy fighting a boy named Sue. Then I hit him in the head with a cane back chair, and he screamed, "Hey, Dad, you must buy hair!" Then he hit my navel, knocked out a piece of my lint. He was spitting blood and I was spitting teeth, and we crashed through the walls into the street, kicking and a gouging in the mud and the blood and the cream to mend. Then out of his garter he pulls a gun. I'm about to get shot by my very own son. He's screaming about Sigmund Freud and he's looking grim. So I thought real fast and I told him some stuff, how I named him Sue just to make him rough, and I guess he bought it, and now I'm living with him. Well, he cooks and sews and cleans the place, and he cuts my hair and shaves my face and irons my shirts better than a daughter could do. And on the nights that I can't score, well, I can't tell you anymore, but it sure is a joy having a boy named Sue. Well, a son is fun, but it's a joy having a boy named Sue. And that's the truth.